spooky, spooky session. This is your reading for Thursday, April 4th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. Today is Tarot by Any Means Necessary. It's my personal favorite. All right. The theme card is the Ace of Pentacles. Represents abundance, prosperity, and manifestations. The Tool card is the Queen of Wands, confidence, self-assurance, and charisma. The Obstacle is the Three of Wands, which is expansion, planning ahead, and growth. The underscore today, Ace of Swords, the message here is to not hold back, hold steady, and the opportunity will be presented soon. Our sixth instinct of the day is the Intuition card. It's understanding new information without needing instruction. No shit. Moon phase, waning crescent, as it will be for the rest of the week, is to pull away from the hustle and bustle and the busyness of the world and think on the intentions of the next moon cycle. All right, let's put the whole thing together here. So if yesterday wasn't a certainty, then today is without a doubt the end of the bad reading streak. Like, holy shit, that was going on for quite some time. The theme card today is a great one. The manifestation aspect is, to me, showing more prominent in interpretation. So aces are all cards that mean new beginnings. So I would take this to mean that we've manifested the next chapter of our book. The suit of pentacles suggests that the manifestation is material. It'll be material gain. But it's important to clarify that while material gain does often mean like money and, you know, physical goods, there are other physical gains that we might encounter. So what they could be would be more dependent on the context of your life. So like, I know what's coming my way, but I can't tell you what it is for you without knowing you personally. So, you know, there you go. Some common tropes of this card, just examples, are like new jobs that are typically better, either better in monetary sense or it's like a better working environment. New businesses starting or flourishing, and like big increases in either one of those things if they're already established. So a non-financial read would be any physical health concerns looking positive, but I can't say that certainly, and I don't like to mention like health concerns because I don't know, that's it feels like a very charlatan kind of thing to do. A scammer would do shit like that. I don't like to get into that territory. So how do we take this positive momentum and harness it to its fullest potential? The Queen of Wands is a perfect card in the tool position. This card is a symbol of focus and passion. A proud and courageous person who may appear to be arrogant or self-centered, but it's just focus and self-confidence that other people aren't able to emulate. The idea is simple. Be the queen in the room. So for my fellow gents out there, I'm sure you know this, but it does bear repeating that it's not being a woman or whatever. It's be a strong presence in the room. Be diplomatic, charismatic. Be the figure that commands attention and controls the energy of the room. If you're a woman or a man or non-binary, doesn't matter. Anybody can be this character. Anybody can be this queen. The obstacle card is difficult to view as an obstacle, to be quite honest with you. The card is one that represents planning for the future, and it's with pragmatism and conviction, and suggests that this type of planning will succeed. So when the steps are starting to be put into motion. So another thing is that while we are underway with these plans, we start discovering adjacent opportunities being presented and that we are in strong control of the situation. So how the fuck is this an obstacle? Let's give it a shot though. So I think here the Three of Wands as an obstacle could be implying that while we're on the cusp of realizing great things based on the theme card, that success could have us trying to plan further into the future, broaden the scope of our planning to continue that success. So my thinking is that planning out further and further is not the best idea right now. Take things in smaller steps. When things are going well, it's easy to become like intoxicated with success and think everything that we touch turns to gold. And that's exactly the behavior that we want to avoid. Plan your moves. Yes, of course. No fucking shit. Plan out what you're doing. But be reasonable and pragmatic. The underscore amplifies this, I think, perfectly by suggesting keep the energy and effort the same. Persist with the same vigor that we have been, that has gotten us to this point. Excuse me. Big break, whatever that might be for you, is around the corner. So don't hold back now. Don't pull back expecting it to arrive, regardless of, you know, how much effort you're putting into reaching it. The sixth instinct is intuition. So it's a good thing to keep that in mind as we continue working towards our goals, planning for our next moves, and using intuition during the practices of the moon phase. So, you know, stepping back from the come and go of life and set our intentions in a little bit more of a controlled and calm setting rather than making them in the heat of the moment. The stone of today is the green aventurine. This is, it's a good one. It's a great one for this. Its best uses are attracting good fortune and new opportunities. You seriously cannot make this shit up. If you want to see how I did this, how did I get all of these? I really need you to go to Patreon, get on the Ookie Spooky subscription, and you can see how I do the readings every week. I publish the video at the end of the week, and that, you know, you can see all of it, how I did every single one. And this could not have come out better, and it feels like it would be good it would be too good to be true, but yeah, go see it for yourself. I am most definitely not setting this up. Like, the coincidences are getting to be too great to continue being just coincidence. Anyway, questions or comments, concerns, whatever, 833-LUX-PODS. You can call or text anonymous either way. If you call, if you hit the voicemail, I can cut in your audio, or if you just want to text, that's fine. If you want to hit us up on social media, so LVXMediaNet, that's the handle on Instagram as it is everywhere else. If you do reach out there, it is important for you to know that if you're trying to get in touch about a reading or something, that the social media pages are not private communications. I mean that to say that it's not just me that has access to it, right? If you want to get in touch for a private reading, go to the website, lvxmedia.net, go hit the Ookie Spooky button, or, you know, type in .net/spooky, and it'll take you to the Ookie Spooky page. And if you scroll down just a little bit, there's a form you can fill out. Give me as much detail as you can, as you're comfortable with, and select, you know, you can look at the art for all the decks. I think that's a really important part of doing a personal reading for someone, is you picking the artwork that, I don't know, speaks to you best or represents you better. But yeah, you know, reaching out on social media, other people can and probably will see whatever it is that you say there. So yeah, if you don't want others, go to the website. Either way, I do my best. Like, privacy is very important to me, but at the same time, like, this is the LVX Media Net. There's a more than just this show on the page. So there are, you know, people from the other shows that do interact with our social media pages, or have control of them, I should say, have access. So yeah, keep that in mind. I think that's gonna be it. A lot of good boxing just happened last weekend. Holy shit. UFC 300 is coming up. Very cool. Other shows we're workshopping, video games, football, basketball, American football, and world football. But yeah, we'll get there when we get there, and I'll keep you apprised of everything. So that's going to do it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.